Welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David and I'm exhausted, but you know what? I can't blame it on work anymore because I've been on vacation. If you guys listen to our live podcast, I would guess it would have to be on Friday night. Yeah. You know, we were in Chicago. My niece and I traveled to Chicago for Wizard World's big show there. We had a blast. It was a very good time. Got to do a lot of stuff, but not as much as I would have liked to. I probably needed another day, but the logistics of the traveling and getting there was kind of not what I expected, but all things didn't pan out, but we still got to go. So that's the important thing. But I hope you guys are doing good. We are hanging out here tonight so you guys can hear some of my experiences from Chicago Wizard World. And I had a birthday. I am 1 year older since yesterday. And enjoyed that. Enjoyed my birthday. Although I just like, I'm like a slow roll now. I don't want a lot of hoopla or fuss or anything over my birthday. I just want to keep it simple and easy and just celebrate with my family, and which is the most important thing to me. Like, you know, I say that all the time. Although they do get on my nerves at periods of time, I would not trade them for anything in the world. But what did you guys do this weekend? Did you guys, were any of you guys at the con? Did I miss seeing anyone? Or was you doing something else? I want to know. You know, you always can check us out on facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. Or you can send me a tweet at the5x5 and the 5's in America, just like in our blog, the5x5.blogspot.com. If you want to see the pictures, I took a ton of pictures, and I'm not the best photographer in the world, but hey, I took some pictures and of some of my favorite celebrities, got some photo ops with some of my favorite celebrities, so we'll talk about that. But you can check them out on Facebook. They're up right now as we speak. What else? We're going to talk about tonight. Some really funny news that kind of made my mouth fall completely open. People have lost their minds. I don't know where we're going or what we're headed to, but people have gone absolutely crazy lately. And there's one in particular story that I want to talk about and share with you guys and see what you guys think about it. Sorry, I was a little bit late, you know, getting on tonight. You know, with the Windows 10, you know, I've been talking about that quite a bit since the update, and I have yet to revert back to Windows 8, which I'm going to. Maybe I'll do that tonight before I go to bed. I have to do a hard reset. Like when my computer goes into sleep or hibernation or whatever it is, when you're away from keyboard and there's no activity on it. When it goes to sleep, I can't wake it back up without turning it all the way off and bringing it all the way back on. But I guess they haven't, made a fix for that yet, but, I just need to research to see who else is having this problem. Maybe I can fix it, because it wasn't happening before the new update with Windows 10. Still hate it, still not loving it, and just really don't care to have it anymore in my system. But anyhow, so today's the last day of my vacation. Y'all know, sad as it is, and I go back into the insanity that is my work life. I'm like, right. So I've made some phone calls. I finally opened my planner tonight to see if I have anything going on Thursday, which I do. And I'm like, I just wanted an easy day just to ease back into it. And then I haven't turned my phone on. Well, I have my calls being forwarded to my boss. So I won't turn that on until tomorrow morning. And then I haven't looked at my work email, so I'm not gonna look at that until tomorrow morning either. So we'll see. I'm not ready to go back, and I haven't got anything. You know, on vacation you get to, well, sometimes, although I was gone for 3 days, sometimes you get to get things clean and straighten up. And one of the things I wanted to do in the last 3 days was to get my pop figures organized, and it didn't happen. So wasn't too happy about that. And so I'm sitting here looking at them now, and they're like mounds of pop figures all kind of throughout the room, and I just need to figure out a way to display them. So the guy, I did pick up 2 pop figures, and I'll tell you which ones I got while I was at the con this past weekend. But we'll talk about that and some other stuff and my birthday and all that good jazz. It is the sign of the Virgo, so we are in right now. So don't piss us off, because you know how we can be. But when we come back after the short break, we'll talk about what happened at the con. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG. Cause I know what them elf girls need. From WoW to Emmy, I'm going 30 hours online straight now. You make it hard to leave. Into Middle-earth, do you speak my language? Your elf ears don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me. With me. You name all 12 of the dogs, I can't resist that. And what's the core in your wand? I think that ours match. Cause I know with me you get sore. Durm strength to Hogwarts. I'm pretty sure I'm you cast a curse, girl. The Imperious One. Been to Comic Con, hope you speak my language. Your Harley Quinn don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me. Uno. Manipulity 3. Dos. She wanted all my XP. Tres. My 64 makes her want me. Cuatro.
Oh. One ring. Up, up, down, down, forward, back, A, B. I don't need a cheat code, girl, to get with me. Just add my clan tag, bring a high KD. Cause the headshots we'll be making, we'll be topping the team. Or Magic the Gathering, deck on deck. Like Twilight, yeah, I ain't touching your neck. I got nerd friends, but they're friends with respect. I can call up Iron Man without breaking a sweat. And I wanna hear issues, yeah, I'm talking about your comments. Cause the fact of the matter ain't no go better than a girl that talks on electronics. For us to get along, just tell me Lucas got it wrong. Cause clearly in Star Wars, the first shot was made by Han.
Love the Enterprise, now I speak the language. You go try, don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me.
I can stop.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
And we're back. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David, coming to you from the great state of Indiana. I love how great it is. But welcome back. I hope you guys are doing good. And thank each and every one of you guys for checking out the show wherever, whenever, however you're catching the show, whether here live with us on Spreaker.com or iTunes, Stitcher, or iHeartRadio. Sometimes you get the abridged version on iHeartRadio, which I haven't updated in a while, so maybe part of this will be on there, so you don't have to listen to me pontificate all night on here. But anyhow, you guys know I like to talk. I can't get it out. For some reason, yesterday during my birthday dinner, I couldn't get any words out, and my sister and my niece and my nephew, they were like, did we need to go to the hospital? I'm like, I don't know what. I think it was because of excitement, or I don't like people making a fuss over me. I never have. I need to change that. But I don't like people making a fuss over me. I like to keep it very simple. Don't spend your money on me. Spend it on something else. You know, don't spend it on me. You know, I'm going to have me. You know, but it's nice when people do things for you, but I don't really like it. Per se, I just don't like it. But so yesterday I was doing that and only had one drink, you know, and I'm like, well, I'm tripping, you know, and I don't know what was going on. So sometimes I have too many things going on in my head at one time, and I'm trying to get them out of my mouth, and then my head is working a lot faster than my mouth, and so you get some of this jumble nest that comes out sometimes. I hear it when I listen back to the podcast. I'm like, oh my God, you know, I drop off letters, I drop off sounds, I cut off words. I'm like, really? I had to type my game up. But anyhow, I know you guys get the picture. I don't know, you guys are a smart group, so I don't have to spell out too many things for you guys, even if I mess up a word or have bad word usage and grammar and all that good jazz. There's no one trying to be an English teacher, right? but speaking of the great state of Indiana, so on our way going to Chicago, you know, I live in southern Indiana, and I know going north up through Indiana, it's the way to go. And I'm like, so I don't really need no GPS. I don't need GPS until I really get up around going into Chicago. But, you know, I'm like, well, I'll just go ahead and I'll send directions to the car. You know how you do that now with your OnStar or whatever. And I'm ready to cancel my OnStar because it played a game on me, right? And so we get in the car, we finally get on the road, and it starts telling me to take, I'm on 41 going north. It says, take a U-turn and go. I'm like, I'm not taking a U-turn. That's not the way. I don't know. I said, well, maybe it's some construction up here, but we'll get through it because I don't want to get off 41. And I'm like, okay, just keep on going. So we get up another, like right around Vincennes, make a U-turn and go the other way. I'm like, oh, nobody's doing all that. You know, I'm like, why is it doing it? So it got really annoying. And so we stopped in Terre Haute, grabbed some breakfast, and I'm like, okay, maybe now that I'm in a better area for GPS, I don't know how that works, but I'm like, maybe that it will tell me to stay on 41 for X amount of time and blah, blah, blah. It didn't do that. So, and I don't like not knowing where I'm going, or in my mind, I had something planned out and then the car is telling me to do something else. And so I'm like, okay, since you're clowning, we're going to go ahead and go. And, so it took me, down 70 from Terre Haute. Cause if you want to go one way, you would be in, we went past the university. So anyhow, we end up going to 57 north to get in Chicago. So it took us up the Illinois side instead of the Indiana side. And then the only thing I could figure the reason why it chose that route was because 41 is all highway, and 57 to 94 is all interstate. So I'm thinking that's the reason, but I mean, it seemed like it took me way out of the way to go, you know, the same way I was going anyhow. So that kind of irritated me. But, you know, once you get into Chicago, you know, and it's a long drive. It's a very long drive. And it was just a long drive. And I don't think if I didn't have somebody with me, I would fell asleep. Because I was really, really tired. And then I took one of those, I had a little bit of a headache on the way up there. So I took one of those little Excedrin pills. That has the migraine pills that have has the caffeine in it, so that kind of woke me up, so I was good. But once, you know, you get a little excited, the adrenaline gets flowing, you're like, okay, I'm ready to do all this. So we get there, and traffic wasn't horrible, but it was like 10:30. It was perfect time for us to get there. It was 10:30, and it was busy, like to where you had to stop on the expressway. But I'm a pretty good city driver, so I was able to get in the right lanes, get to where I need to go, and found our Airbnb. Props to Renee, who was our host for the Airbnb up there in Chicago. I don't think we could have picked a better location. Although I will say, in the Airbnb, they had there was three levels to this, like a brownstone, and we were on the lower level, the entry level, and above us, they had a kid that I swear was up from 5 a.m. in the morning to like 1 o'clock in the morning. I mean, all day. And I think the kid knew how to move furniture, because all I heard was a lot of furniture moving. So this is, you know, if you guys don't know what Airbnb is, it's where someone rents out their space, whether it be a home, whether it be a room inside their house, whether it be a condo or an apartment. They rent it out for a certain amount of time for a certain price, just like a hotel. So you get a more home experience when you're traveling versus XYZ hotel. So I'm like, I will do another one. I don't think I would stay in a hotel ever again. I think that's what I like, is the Airbnb now. And it was nice because, you know, it was just nice. It had two bedrooms, which we didn't really use the kitchen except for the refrigerator. We did that. But, you know, we didn't really have to use anything else. The TV didn't work. You know, that's, but we weren't there to watch TV anyhow. But I like to have a little something on when I'm going to bed at night. So I just plugged my iPad up and watched it. But that was pretty cool. So the area was nice. We was in walking distance to anything that we needed, whether there was an Aldi's down the street, of course, a McDonald's, a Popeye's chicken, Dunkin' Donuts, which is really good. But the funny thing is, I know people love their dogs. I know people love animals. And props out to National Dog Day. I guess that was a thing today on Facebook. But people love their dogs. But I mean, the people in the neighborhood we were in, they really loved their dogs, because there was a ton of them. And I think the prerequisite to live in this area, you must have two. Because every time we see someone walking their dogs, they had at least two. And that was everywhere. You know, it's a very, very residential area, very urban, which I like that feel. Diverse. So I love the area. If I would live in Chicago, if I was ever to move to Chicago, that's the area I would live in. Because it was, you could Uber anywhere, and you could, but you was far enough away from the city, you had to worry about the congestion and the traffic and all the other nonsense. We was out past Little India, which that was interesting. We didn't go, but it was interesting. The real interesting thing where you guys, I talked a little bit about it the other night, Friday night, when we did our first, our podcast from Chicago, Uber. We thought it was going to be really, really expensive. It wasn't, so we didn't have to take trains anywhere. But there were some Uber drivers that were good. There were some Uber drivers that were not so good. And when I tell you, I thought we were going to bite it at least four different times. You know, I never went one time. Like, I'm a control freak and I'd like to see what's going on. But one time I just knew this guy was going to wreck, and all I could do was put my hands in front of my face because I didn't want to see it. But he recovered pretty well. Uber's was fine. It was fine, but it just made me really nervous how poorly someone was driving. And one of the really good Uber drivers said, he was like, "Well, some of us do this as a job, but we've been doing it, you know, since its inception in Chicago. But some of these other people, since they're trying to get more people on the road because people are going to the Uber route versus the taxis, you have a lot of new drivers that are working at part-time." Like the one guy we had the night we went to Geno's with Chris and Elaine, he was getting off work, and he said, "I was just making a little money before I go home." I'm like, wow. So, but it was very, very inexpensive to use Uber in town. And even with the like, sometimes, you know, with Uber, if there's to get more drivers on the street, they'll increase the fares or increase how much from the base fare you'll pay. And we never paid more than what, $23, and that was split between two people to go anywhere. And then most of the time it was like $6, $8, $9. You know, so it was really, really, really cool getting around an Uber. We took one taxi. That's when we were at Navy Pier going back to Millennium Park. And it was $5. So it's very affordable. So I can see why if you don't need a car in Chicago, you live in the city, it could be done through the train system and through, you know, the other forms of transportation. A lot of bikes, a lot of rental bikes, and those, I guess they're called Segways or Seggies or something. You know what I'm talking about. Those were pretty relatively available, but that's more of a tourist thing, I'm assuming. But back to the con. So Friday, if you haven't listened to Friday at the Con, you need to go ahead and listen to it so we get a brief view of what we did on Friday. It was very brief because it wasn't open all day. And so we get there, we get to the Airbnb, you know, take a quick shower, change clothes, and head to the convention center. And the immensity, if that's a word, of the place was out of control. I'm like, whoa, this is big. And then it has like three or four rooms, and they were just huge. And so, you know, for me, when I do cons, the first day is I'm going to look around, go see what I want. But I never settled into the mindset to where, okay, I did my looking around. This is why I'm going to buy this here. I'm going to buy this here. I'm going to buy that there. I'm going to go over here. I never did. I was so overwhelmed, and I had so much my sensory overload, I guess you could say, that I just never settled down. I was always on that, oh my God, look at that, oh my God, look at that, without like, okay, focus, David, and you need to make a plan, and then you know, you have 2 days here at the con, you know, make your plan today, then execute it on Saturday. And so we did get to meet, after many, many times of being at cons and never seeing him, Michael Rooker. You know, Michael Rooker played Merle on The Walking Dead, and he also was Xandu on Guardians of the Galaxy. And he was pretty cool. He was kind of mean mugging in our picture, but he was pretty cool and very, very receptive to the fans, which was cool because some of the celebrities, I don't know if it was a Wizard World thing or was it a celebrity thing. Some of them wasn't I don't think they could be a lot, could have been a lot nicer, but I think it was a Wizard World thing. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. So we did that. I actually got to meet Dan Parent. I thought he'd be a little bit more personable. He definitely looked much different than he looked on the little stock picture that they have on the website. He looked younger, actually. And we chit-chatted a little bit, and he was telling me about that. The new Kevin Keller, for those who are interested in Kevin Keller, the new Kevin Keller series will start in 2016. So that's coming back. And he signed all my originals, the first appearance of Kevin Keller, which he's the one that introduced Kevin Keller. And that actual book was a GLAAD Award winner, I think for 2012, I believe, 2012 or 2013. So I had all my originals and the first issues of Kevin Keller. And he signed, I lost my Sharknado. He did that as well. I want him to sign that, but the thing is, it's so funny because I've seen, what's the Goldman guy that does Archie Comics as well? Archie Comics doesn't get, they really don't get any love at these cons. I never see anybody at the booth hanging out with the Archie people. So that's what I thought. He would take an opportunity to, we did chat. I can't say that we didn't. We did chat. But he didn't take a bigger opportunity to say, so why do you like Kevin Keller and all that stuff? And the whole gay thing. But I guess I was this big black guy reading Archie Comics that are based on white teenagers. Maybe he was thinking that was a little weird. But but hey, I don't gave him a donation because he was signing all his books and he was taking donations, which I don't know exactly what the donations were for. It just said donation. And so that was fine. So I get to meet him finally. So I don't have to meet him anymore because I've already met him. And he was not a jerk, but it's kind of quiet and not really unassuming, I guess the word I should use. So we did that, and we checked all the rooms, peeped out some of our stars that we're going to see the next day. We didn't really do any panels on Friday, and then after the con ended, we ended up having dinner at Gino's, and I talked about that with you guys on Friday too, but just to go over briefly, ended up having dinner with Kristen Elaine from the Thought Bubbles podcast, my friends. It's always good to see people from your hometown there. I never seen Jeff. I seen Jacinda, a friend of mine. She was there. I seen her rolling up. Imagine Chicago with all those people. I seen her, but I didn't see her, him. But anyhow, that doesn't matter. But had a dinner at Gino's, and the pizza was good. It was okay, even though they messed up. I was listening to the Thought Bubbles podcast last night, and yes, they messed up my order because we ordered a large and they ordered a medium. End up getting two mediums, and it was kind of okay. Sorry, and we didn't want to wait, you know, to get. So it was okay, and I didn't make a big fuss about it. I just kind of didn't say anything else to the waitress. and I with you, Elaine. You're right. She could have made an effort. Although I will say she did our cheese bread she gave to us free. So I can't complain. I guess. Yeah, we won't complain. But next time I go to Chicago, I will be eating at Giordano's on the pier. That's pretty much it. That was our Saturday. Our Friday. But the one thing that was good that came out of our little dinner at Gino's, Elaine had ordered a beer, which was a root beer. I have never heard any of this before in my life. And it's called Not Your Father's Root Beer. So I'm like, oh, that sounds good. You know, because I'd ordered a bourbon, a Coke, because I don't really drink a lot. But I'm like, but I want something to drink. I want to be an adult. Not that you have to drink to make yourself an adult. I'm like, okay, I want a libation when I'm out, and you know, doing whatever. But you know, do the clubs carry these? I bet they don't, right? And so she told me how good it was, and it tasted really like root beer. And I'm like, you know what? I want to try one of those. And when I tried it, I liked it. I'm like, who would have thunk it? And so yesterday on my birthday, my niece had bought me a case of Not Your Father's Root Beer. And it's really good. So if you haven't tried it and you're not a big beer drinker, because I'm not a beer drinker at all. If you haven't tried it, which is just what I'm drinking right now, in the fashion of Tristan from the Weekly Rewind, what are you drinking tonight? I can finally say I'm drinking an alcoholic beverage at 11:30, which I really shouldn't be, and I kind of got to work tomorrow. I'm drinking Not Your Father's Root Beer, ale with the taste of spices, and it has a 5.9% alcohol content, and it tastes just like root beer, with a little bit of that beer alcohol flavor to it. To me, it might taste something differently to someone else, but I actually like it. So, after this really, really brief 20-second break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Saturday at the con. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Podcast. We'll be right back. See, I told you it wasn't going to be that long. I didn't even turn my mic off. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 Podcast. And we're just going to hit on some things that I enjoyed from Saturday at the con. It was a long day, so we knew we had to plan to get to the venue early, which we got there about 9:30. The day before, we had downloaded the con TV app, and they gave you these purple wristbands so you get inside of the event earlier than the general admission people who didn't have it. And but again, it was so immense, and all these people, I'm like, Jiminy, you know, even being early and doing the whole con TV app thing, it was still, you know, we still waited. And Saturday would be the day of waiting in lines. We waited in lines for probably four hours total waiting time, because there was a line, because my niece wanted to see Ian Somerhalder from Damon from Vampire Diaries. I did too, because I watched the show. I used to watch the show. So we wanted to see that, but then directly after that was a Stephen Amell panel. Had to see that. And then of course we had to do a picture with Stephen Amell, and then I wanted to see Brett Dalton. And so we get in this line. Ian started at 11 o'clock. We was in the line at 10. And we waited an hour. And when I tell you this line was out of control, it was out of control. And good thing we got there when we did, because there was like a corner to where you couldn't see, you know, where the line ended at. But once we got back around there, when the line started moving, it had doubled back on itself like 3 or 4 times. And it was just all these people. I'm like, all these people aren't going to fit in this room. So we were lucky that we got in when we did, because it was packed. It was so packed. Just to see Ian Somerhalder. But a lot of people were there just because they knew Stephen Amell was going to be the next room. They also did premiere the Supergirl pilot. We didn't stay for it. I'm like, it'll be on TV. Ain't nobody got time for all that. And Ashton, hey Ashton, I think I know you. What's that? And so Ian Somerhalder, he's very, very cool. Seems very, very grounded. There's Mr. Zach. Hey Zach, what's up? Ian Somerhalder was very cool. His panel was cool. Very flirty with all the females. He even told one guy that, well, he told all people in line asking questions that he pictured them all naked. And the one guy that got up there, he's like, "Well, since you're picturing me naked, how do I look?" And that was kind of funny. They did that. And then let's see, his panel was good. He talked, and we didn't really check him out in the showroom. We just kind of watched the panel and waited for the big get, which was Stephen Amell. Stephen Amell, he just seemed like a really, really great individual. And if you go to the Facebook page, you'll see part of the video from the panel that I took. And then we also got a Stephen Amell photo op, which this is where I have a problem with Wizard World. You guys have been doing these shows for a minute now. I don't know if it's another company that owns the photo op part of the con, but I've never seen more rude people in my entire life. especially when you're paying money. I mean, and like our picture was $65. And I did the math. And when the guy came out to lecture all of us adults, well, mainly adults, they say when we're waiting in this line, now this line we waited 2 hours for because he was running late. He says, the guy comes out and he says, well, don't shake hands, no hugs, no small talk. We're going to get through all these pictures. And mind you, there's probably 500 people in line, if not more. There's 500 people in line, and he said, we're going to get these all done in an hour. All these people have paid money, some of them VIPs, to see this person. And when I tell you, when we got, it was our turn to take our picture, it was so brief, I don't even remember seeing Steve in a mail. Although, he did tell me he liked my shirt. I do remember that. Because I did have a pretty fly shirt on the other day, well, on Saturday. It's from the Beyonce song, Flawless. And it says, I woke up like this. So if you'll see the pictures. If you go to the Facebook page, you'll see the pictures. And so when I walk in, because I sometimes get starstruck, and I shouldn't get starstruck anymore because, again, I live in Atlanta. You see stars all the time. It's not that big of a deal. I lived in Atlanta. And so when I walk in there, he says, either cool shirt or I like your shirt. One, the two. And I just kind of start laughing. And I was like, oh, my God, that's freaking Stephen Amell. Then all of a sudden, I'm spun around. We take the picture, and we were done out of there in less than 15 seconds. I'm like, are you kidding me? Can I peep at him again? Because he's a little taller than I am. And he was one of the few that actually looked like he looks on television. He was a little more narrow than I thought he'd be all kind of buffed out. But he had layers on, so he might have been. One of the female fans that were in front of us, she says she hugged him. And she's like, she could feel every muscle. I'm like, girl, you was doing too much. They told you not to be hugging on people. But anyhow, that was really cool. And I like the fact that he liked my shirt. But again, he was one of the few that really looked, from a stature point of view, he really looked like he looked on TV. But the people who didn't, I don't know if you guys watch Gotham. Sean Pertwee and Ben McKenzie, I had to give props. Is that on ABC? I think it's on ABC. I had to give ABC props, or whoever films the production team behind Gotham. They make them look larger than life. And not larger than life, like they look 6 or 7 foot. They just look like a little bit more than average height. But when I tell you these guys were tiny, like Alfred, which is Sean Pertwee, I can't pronounce his name. He looked more like himself. He looked a lot younger in person. And normally that doesn't happen. You know, with all the makeup and stuff, they make you look a little bit younger on TV. But he looked a lot younger in person. He did speak with the accent. My niece had an exchange with him because she was getting an autograph, because my sister loves the show and she loves Alfred. She was getting an autograph for her. So they had an exchange when I was walking around with somebody else. But he was really tiny. I was like, wow, you're really small. And then seeing Ben McKenzie, I think I've seen him before. I don't know if we're, I think at Indy, at PopCon or somewhere, but I've seen Ben McKenzie before. I've forgotten. You are tiny. He's really tiny. He's so tiny, he looks like a child. I'm like, who is that child up there behind that booth? It's Ben McKenzie, who plays Commissioner Gordon on the show, right? And so I'm looking, I'm like, wow. He's probably all of 5'6", 5'5", 5'6", and he may weigh 160 pounds. And his face was very narrow, and he had some of these blonde highlights in his hair. I'm sure they'll make him take that out before the show starts filming again. But, you know who really looked like himself and looked really, really good? Milo Ventimiglia. You know, he's on Gotham right now, too, but he was one of the stars of the first Hero show. He was really, 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 really attractive. Body of Death, but he was short. And then there was Nathan Fillion, which you really couldn't get around his booth because there were so many people waiting for him. I did see Summer Glau. Summer Glau was pretty cool. Herschel from The Walking Dead. And then Tobin Bale, the guy from what's the show from Saw? He looked just the same, and he looked creepy. My niece was like, wow, he's creepy. I'm like, yeah, kind of creepy. It's funny, while we was waiting in the line for the Stephen O'Mail picture, come rolling through there on one of those golf carts they used to transport the celebrities around the venue was Burt Reynolds. And he's just an old man, but it was pretty cool. And I couldn't get my camera out fast enough to get a picture of Burt Reynolds rolling down this cart. But that was really, really cool to see him. And then while we were taking a break, sitting kind of off the floor by us, so there's one chair, we were just kind of sitting there talking, and who pops this is the second time this has happened to us with a celebrity, just kind of while they're walking through the event, come walking right past us, Stephen Amell. You know, of course, I couldn't produce any words out of my mouth, and so I kind of fanboyed out, and I'm like and there was Stephen Amell. Didn't stop and say anything. Just kept on walking. But again, the volunteers, the photo op people, not so much as the actual employees, the Wizard World employees that have the black on. The volunteers, they were all rude. And I'm like, you're spending all this money. And it kind of put a kind of a bad taste in my mouth about Wizard World cons, because they're just rude and they're mean. I've heard horror stories about Fandom Fest. But I think the how rude they were was uncalled for. But I guess the occasion, and I guess they had to protect the celebrities, and for whatever reason, for being mobbed, I guess. Like Stephen Amell, I can understand. But just to tell these people, you can't say hi, you can't shake his hands, you can't get a hug, you can't do nothing because he doesn't have the time. Although, you know, a lot of people, there was a couple in front of us, she was like, you know, how dare he say that? We drove, you know, 8 hours to get here specifically to see him. And, you know, we paid our money and I can't shake his hand. You know, my family can't say hello. You know, even if it's a brief 15-second conversation, I think that should have been allowed. And they were, you didn't get to get set for the picture when the girl was up taking it. And that just kind of put us, I'm like, I will never buy a professional photo op from a Wizard World con again for that particular reason, because I didn't think it was right. And I'm going to Dragon Con in a couple weeks, so I'll get to see Stephen Amell and Robbie Amell there, and John Barrowman. I'll get to see those guys there. So hopefully it'll be a little bit different. And we'll see. I'm just kind of excited about that. So if anybody's going to Dragon Con, let me know. I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Atlanta. I'll probably just go into the con on Saturday because I want to go see my friends and stuff. But anyhow, and then my favorite person out of all the celebrities and guests that we met has to be Brett Dalton. Brett Dalton, who plays Agent Grant Ward, or now Hydra Agent Grant Ward, on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He was cool, although we waited in his line for about an hour and a half as well. And the people were really rude, and the one volunteer was snatching people and pushing them and stuff. I'm like, girl, if this girl puts her hands on me, and then she let her family members cut in line, which I'm like, shady as hell. But get up to Grant Ward again. Because I was taking a selfie with him, and I didn't need an autograph. I just want to capture the moment of he and I. Again, this picture's on the Facebook page. And so we get up there, and he says, I like that shirt. I did too. And of course, I'm fanboying out, so I'm not really in my right mind. And I'm like, what? He's like, your shirt. I woke up like this too. I'm like, oh, very funny. I said, it's a cool shirt. I said, but then I kind of got back to myself. I'm like, you know, it's a Beyonce reference. He's like, no, I didn't know. I said, you know what? I will take this picture if you don't know what I'm talking about. So he kind of leans back. He's like, I know surfboard. I'm like, oh, and I just start laughing. Then I really kind of geek out and my glasses fall off my head. So all the coolness has kind of went out of my body, and I'm that 12-year-old geek, and Planet Pocket Protector is all on my face, right? And so he says, but I need somebody to pay my bills too. He was referencing Destiny's Child. I said, but yeah, but she fired all them. So we had a good laugh, and he was really cool. Took a really good picture. He's pointing at my shirt. And then my niece was messing my camera up on my phone, and I went, ooh, girl. And he went, ooh, girl. So, yeah, I'm a bigger fan now of Grant, of what's his name? I forget his name. Brett Dalton, than I was before I met him, because he was cool. He hugged all of his people who wanted to hug. He was very cool. He talked, and he looked like he looked on TV. I think he's probably the one that looked the most like he looked on television, like he looks on television. So, bigger fan now than I was before. Brett Dalton, he was awesome. So that was pretty much Saturday. We bought some stuff. I really didn't buy much, you know, Comic-Con stuff. I didn't buy much. It wasn't, it's because once you've been to a lot of these cons, you know, there's not much to buy, you know, unless there's, and now when I go to Atlanta for Dragon Con, I know Rebecca Isaac's going to be there. George Perez, freaking George Perez of, for me, Wonder Woman fame. From the 80s comic book, and I have my guards, Gods of War, War of the Gods series, so I gotta pull those out so he can sign them, so I can't wait to see him. So a few artists there that I want to see, but they just, it's just so, and like I learned, if you had listened to an old podcast that I had with the inker for Marvel, Diana Greenhalgh, You know, these are artists, and you can't expect them to cheapen, you know, something that they've invested their time and their creativity and their talent in and expect it to be cheap. So I get it. But, you know, I normally get these comic book covers done. You know, you've seen them, that the artists do artwork on. And the one guy that I was interested in getting done, it was like $175, and I just couldn't justify that, you know, which is, you know, it's totally fine. I just couldn't justify paying that much money for a blank comic book cover. The only things I did get to buy, Zach, this is for you, I did get two pops. I've been looking for this forever, and they were like run the mill pops that you can find at the store, like Agent Carter, and they was like Pop Wars, because every vendor had Funko Pops. Every single vendor had Funko Pops, and they were like price warring throughout the convention. And then I finally found Agent Carter for $9, and I got the Target exclusive Daredevil, the yellow and red. I think I paid $15 for him. So, as in major purchases, those were it. I do have some new comic books that I'm going to try, independents that I'm going to try out. I did buy two of those, one like more graphic novel and one first issue, because the guy pretty much begging and pleading. Because when you're walking past some of these booths and there's nobody interacting with the vendor or the artist, and he's like, I feel so sorry for you, because nobody's patronizing. you know, so I would say that you don't want to make direct contact, because they're like, oh, here goes another, you know, sap walking past and not interested in what I have to sell. And I did take some cards, but I'm going to look at some things. There was one artist who, which I meant to get one of his books, that he worked with special needs, you know, and that's where my career is. And the developmentally disabled community. And he had these books to help them cope with some of the things they go through. And I forgot to go grab one before I left. But I'll look it up online. So I like that. And then the Beard comics, I'm going to get one of those. But, you know, it just wasn't a lot to buy. It's like nothing that I really needed. You know, I always buy a couple of trinkets. I did get a Wizard World button, which I don't know what happened to it. A pin. I'm liking pins now. And I got we'll talk about that later when we come back. We're going to wrap up, hopefully, in the next 11 minutes. We're going to talk about finish up the con, and then we're going to talk about a ridiculous story of the week, and then whatever else we did on Monday before we left Chicago, which I really enjoyed. All that when we come back here on the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Embrace the taste.
I haven't played that song in a very long time. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. And Zach, to answer your question, the cricket is still around. Remember the last one we did, but the one before I went on vacation, there was a cricket keeping me up at nighttime. It's moved to a different part of the wall. Where it was on the north part of the wall last week, it's made its way down to the south part of the wall, and but so it's closer to me now. North part of the wall is a little further, but now it's closer. But it hasn't done anything tonight. Knock on wood. Last night it lost its mind to where I actually once again I had to wear headphones. Because it was so loud. But if I catch him, like I told y'all, his days are numbered. But he's in the wall, so I'll never get him. So hopefully he'll die there, or runs into a spider, and a spider eats his ass. So, so that's the cricket update. Wrapping up con, it was fun. I've been to a lot of cons. This is the biggest one I've ever attended. It was, again, the whole occasion of it being so big and everything going on. It was more than my senses could take. So, you know, I'm planning on going to San Diego Comic-Con next year. Well advanced time, and I can start planning now, you know, and get like stuff ready for that event. But I probably won't go to as many next year if I do that, because this year we've already been to, I went to what, March was Indiana Comic Con. April was St. Louis Wizard World. Then I went to Indianapolis PopCon. Then did I go to another one? No, I skipped OMG this year. Then I do this one. This is the fifth one. Then I'm going to Dragon Con, and then I'm going to another one they're having here locally, Tricon. I might even go to Louisville Wizard World, depending on how the guest list. And it's a quick trip. It's only, you know, Louisville's an hour and 45 minutes away from here. So I was going to go to Nashville, but did Nashville last year. Yeah. You know, so. Zach says he couldn't stop laughing about last week podcast when you said he was in there trying to get some booty. He was making all that damn noise. So hopefully next year I will get to go to San Diego Comic Con. Those are my plans. And then this year con wise is wrapping up at the end in September. I think the last week of September will be the last one I'll attend, unless they'll have Geek. I don't know if they're gonna do Geek Galaxy here again this year. I'll go, that's in November. I'll go to that one, because again, if it's in my town, why not go, right? So but that was cons. Wizard World, this one gets an A minus in my book. And it would get an A plus because I did more guests this year than I did at previous ones. I need to make a book of all my photo op people. If it wasn't for the rudeness of the staff and the volunteers, and the photo op people, if it wasn't for them being rude, it would have got an A plus. I enjoyed myself. It was just so much to take in. It might have been too much. I wish I had purchased more stuff, but you know, hey, there's always next time, and you know, you don't have to spend up all your money, right? They did. And so hopefully, you know, I have all these giveaways that I need to be doing and getting to, but I've been really, really busy, so forgive me. So probably in one of the next giveaways, I have 4 copies of The Walking Dead number 1, the Chicago Wizard World exclusive, which I don't understand. It's the same book. It's the same book that I got at St. Louis. Although the St. Louis one, I have to say, was a lot cooler because it had it was really St. Louis. It had the arch on the front and a picture of the city. Where this one has somebody, Kristen and Lane had to help me, has somebody on the front that I've never seen before. But I don't watch the show, so I'll get that. I'm sure I'll run to Tony Moore again, and I'll get him to sign it. I also picked up a new comic book from Action Comics, Action Entertainment, I'm sorry. And this is the beginning. It's the graphic novel, Legend of the Manamaji, by Eric Dean Seaton and Brandon Paulus. So I'm going to read that and review it and let you guys know how that is. Also, let's see what's in my bag of goodies here. There's all my signed Kevin Keller comics. I did have another comic book. I don't know what happened to it. I guess my Wizard World here. No, I did win a whole Jason David Frank magnet. And, there's my comic con pin. magnet set and pin set. And he was there. My niece, I'll have her bracelet. She has that. We get that from Con TV. And I don't know what happened to my other comics. I didn't lose too much, I don't think, but you never know. With these things, it's around here somewhere. I didn't lose anything. That's what we did. You know, that's what we did at the con. It was fun. It was cool. We get to meet a lot of interesting people, make some new friends. If you check out Agents of Game, I think that's what their name is. We met these guys in the line for, we met them in the line for Stephen Amell, and they were really, really cool guys. I want to give them a shout out here, and I'm going to have them on the show. They're down to do a podcast with me, so we'll set up a time and then we'll record those guys and give a different perspective, because I know you guys get tired of hearing me talk all the time.
Hey there, it's me, Vanessa.
And so, as you may have Vanessa, heard, we didn't want to hear that. Vanessa Hudgens, she looks really old. What's that? So you do all. I'm trying to find their Twitter page here so you guys can check them out and their website, because they were pretty cool guys. They was happy that I kept them entertained. Well, we kept them entertained in line. It's Agents of Game, completely spelled out, Agents of Game. And so check them out on Twitter and check out their podcast, their website. They were pretty cool guys and they had a ton of pictures. So look for their website and check out their stuff. Last day in Chicago, when we packed up and we had to say goodbye, we planned 2 days for the con. We did that Friday and Saturday. And then I was like, well, Sunday we'll do the touristy stuff. We don't need to go to con 3 days. Not like we haven't done cons. We got to see who we wanted to see. New information from the con. Stephen Amell did say that Diggle is going to get a costume this year. And he wouldn't say what the name of his character was going to be, but he's going to get a costume this year. So that was kind of some information that we hadn't heard before. What they're going to call him, we don't know. We don't know. But lastly, the tour stuff on Chicago, we went to, you know, you have to go to the Bean at Cloud Gate. down at Millennium Park. Because you see, because it's one of those things, just like you see on movies, you see other people doing it, and you're like, oh, I would love to see how that is in real life. And the thing is, we couldn't find parking. Well, not that we couldn't find parking, it was hard to get into. No, that's all lies. When we left our Airbnb, we came right down Lakeshore Drive. Really wasn't busy. Went through the city. I said really wasn't busy. Went through the city. Wasn't busy. Although it was busier than I thought it should be on a Sunday. It felt like a weekday, you know, or a weekend. We actually parked. It was hard getting to it because my GPS was telling me to go crazy places. And we got into the Millennium Park parking garage. And it was very expensive. It was like 28. Well, I'd say it was relatively expensive. It was $28 for 8 hours. It was $25 for 8 hours, $28 for the whole entire day. So we got down there. We couldn't find our way out of the parking garage. You know, we were following people. We were trying to read signs. It's the most confusing shit I've ever seen in my whole entire life. But we made it out. We walked the wrong way. So we made a big loop around to get back to the bean. But once we seen it, it was very, very cool. We took a ton of pictures with the bean. Seen it. So if you haven't seen the pictures on the Facebook page, check those out. And I will be updating, hopefully, the blog this week. Because I have a lot of updates to make. Not all the pictures will be in one place. But check out Facebook for now. Or Instagram at One Funny Guy, the number one, FUNNYGUY. You can check that out. Also, we've seen these, I don't know what they were called, and I should have did a little bit more research. There's these huge towering fountains at Millennium Park. And then there's a video on the insides, like with like a reflection pond in the center, that it has different faces on it, and the faces change, and they wink, and they smile, and they open their mouth, but then they spit, and then when they spit, this stream of water comes out of, and what I'm telling you, they're huge, they're probably, what, 3 stories high, if not taller, and again, you can see those pictures on the Facebook page, and I know y'all tired of me saying that, and that was one of the coolest things I've seen. I've never seen anything like that. Of course, you see the bean, the silver bean in like movies and different things, but I've never seen this type of display from an architectural standpoint of these fountains. So I really enjoyed seeing that. And then they had all these big face statues. Then we figured out why all this artsy stuff is right down the street from the Chicago Institute of Art. So that was pretty cool. But Millennium Park, if you ever get to Chicago, you have to go and spend some time down at Millennium Park because there's a lot of stuff to see. They had a family festival down there. They had like a little eatery. It was right there that I think you just have to do it. You have to do it if you've never done it before. Like when I go to Chicago next time, I don't have to go see it unless I'm with somebody who has never seen it. Because I've done it. You know, although the day started out pretty drizzly, I thought my bean pictures could have been better, but it was cloudy. So we went back a second time after we had did the fountains and the faces. We went back when the clouds start to break up a little bit, but it was still cloudy, so we took some more pictures. Were they better? Maybe a little bit, but not as much as I would have liked them to be. But it's all very cool. It's like, again, if you haven't been down there in Chicago, you have to go. Then we jumped a cab. Oh, no, we grabbed an Uber and Ubered over to Navy Pier. Again, another thing I've never done before. And I was totally blown by Navy Pier. I know it's very touristy. And to the natives or the people who live there, they're probably, Navy Pier, you know, whatever. But it was an experience. You know, you're right out there on Lake Michigan. You can see, and my niece had never seen it before, you know, and I've seen Lake Michigan because I've been to Shedd Aquarium. I've been to Chicago several times, but I've never been on the pier. And they have a big old Ferris wheel, which I couldn't do. They have a carousel, a swing ride, and all this is on the pier. Then they have a mall inside the pier, and then they have places to eat And then, of course, just the ambiance. It has a very festival ambiance there on the pier. And then when the clouds broke and the sun came out, it was absolutely stunning just to be out there and looking at the water and kind of looking on for eternity almost and checking it all out. And we had a churro fiesta. And you know how if you're local or some of these places that sell churros, y'all haven't had a churro until y'all eat the churro on Navy Pier from Churro Explosion, whatever it's called. We had a churro fiesta, and when I tell you it was a fiesta off the chain. And it was good. So that's how we started. And then, of course, we did our obligatory photo ops and selfies and all that kind of good stuff. We did play a life-size version of Tetris down while we were there. That was pretty fun. We should have a video of that. And then we got lost. Now, how you get lost up here, don't ask me. Because on my phone, I'm like, where? Because we was looking for, I looked for a Garrett's popcorn because I know I had to find Garrett's popcorn because that's a Chicago thing. And I promised a lady that works with me to bring her some back. So I'm like, I gotta find that before I leave. And I put it in, I'm like, oh my God, there's one over here on the pier. And so we finally found it. We tried to go into town walking. Because I thought it was there. There was a graham cracker or graham cracker comics. I wish we could have found it, but we was running out of time. So we didn't get to go there. We found the Garrett's popcorn. And it was really, really good. Although I will say I like the cheese and butter versus the caramel. The caramel was almost way too sweet to even eat. It was still good, but it was really, really sweet, really, really rich. And so my niece and I both had Superman shirts on. And so one of the workers there says, did y'all just fly into town? And so me, because I don't get jokes. That's why I don't tell jokes. I can give you a one-liner for the masses, but I don't get jokes. And I'm like, no, actually we drove. And so the guy says, fly into town, da-da-da-da. I'm like, well, no, we drove. And my niece was like, come on, Uncle David. I can't believe you did. I'm like, oh. I said, so the moment's gone, right? I didn't spoil it. They're like, yeah, you kind of did. So that was funny. They were all very, and everybody we ran into were very nice. Chicago has really nice people. The people that we talked to, people, they were very, very nice. They were friendly. And we enjoyed hanging out with the new people that we met, right? And everybody loved our shirts. My shirts were popular this weekend, but they loved the duo Superman shirts that my niece and I both had on. And then we ran into a Bubba Gump's from Forrest Gump, a Bubba Gump's restaurant, although I don't eat shrimp and all that kind of stuff, but we did buy stuff at Bubba Gump's. We had seasoning and hot sauce and stuff there in their little gift store. The mall is real cute because it has all these little places in there. And they had a Build-A-Bear in there for some reason, but it was really cute. Of course, they have a little touristy place. What else was there in the mall? They had this really cool garden upstairs that the water fountain shot water to different ones throughout it. So that was kind of cool. What else was on Navy Pier that we liked? We ended up eating at Harry Carey's. They did have a Margaritaville, but we wasn't too crazy about that. Although, the one restaurant my friend was telling me about that we should have eaten at, we didn't. We opted for Harry Carey's, although the food was really, really good. So, that was Navy Pier, and we just kind of hung out there until it was time for us to leave because there was so much to see, so much to do. You had a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous view of the city from Navy Pier. So, again, look at the pictures on the Facebook page. And if you haven't liked the page, do so now or when you have the opportunity. And again, if you haven't subscribed to us on iTunes, subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a comment. Leave us a review. We appreciate it. Good, bad, ugly. You might like the response if you get ugly, but leave us a review there. So all in all, then we took off and we stopped at a gas station on the way out of town because my niece just had to use the bathroom. We stopped at a gas station. where it was so sketchy that I'm like, girl, we need to get out of here. We are in the wrong part of town. And any place where you can get hair weave, Dunkin' Donuts, a cell phone contract, cash check place, and gas, you know you're at the wrong place. And we had to go. But it was totally fine. And again, on the way back, my OnStar took us some crazy way. And we was driving through the backwoods of Indiana for a long time just to get into the city here. So, nevertheless, it was a great time had by all. I can't wait to go back to Chicago soon. Hopefully sooner before later. Because it was just that good. So on that note, I think instead of sharing my crazy story, it's just going to be a birthday and Wizard World Con episode. The ridiculous news will get to you next week. Y'all didn't wish me a happy birthday. I didn't get any voicemails. Zach, Dev, excuse me. Christy Elaine, you all should have wished me a happy birthday through the voicemail link on the page. New listeners, you can do that as well. But I did turn 44 yesterday. Everybody doesn't know, but I'm an old man. But I'm going to embrace my age. There's nothing wrong with it. Because I'm having a blast in my 40s. So each decade has been a better decade. And what's Oprah say? To deny how you're your age is to deny your very existence. So this is the month of the Virgo, and I'll talk to you guys when I get back from Dragon Con Atlanta. You guys have a great week, and I'm going back to work tomorrow. Pray for me. Good night. I'll see you next time. Fun.